You must do the things you think you cannot do. Eleanor Roosevelt. Donation is love. A lot of time and effort goes into putting together the Renaissance Life podcast and blog. If you enjoy my work, give and receive by becoming a patron on patreon.com/ohmyjosh. Even something small goes a long way. As a small thank you, in addition to the perks of joining, y'all be featured here on the podcast. That's patreon.com/ohmyjosh. Did you like that southern draw? I should have eaten before I started this. Welcome to the Renaissance Life Podcast, a podcast dedicated to excellence, mastery, and a life of meaning and worthwhile. My name is Josh Wagner. That's at Wiggity Wags on Twitter. Wiggity Wiggity Wags, WiggiDDY. And this is the Vitamix to my smoothies of my blog, RenaissanceManLife.com. This is session number 2, The Art of Carefree Starting. Shall we? Why, thank you. We shall. When I first started blogging, I had zero ideas what I was doing. I just knew that if I didn't start, I would regret it later. And as time went on, my writing slowly improved. It's the same with this podcast, actually. I have no idea what I'm doing. But that's okay, because we don't need to know to start something. And this is the central characteristic of carefree starting. We are already brilliant enough to start. You don't have to be a master in something to start doing it. In fact, it's impossible to be an expert without starting, you know? You can prepare yourself as much as possible, read everything about everything, and talk things to death. But those things won't push you to start or make you better. Sure, some level of preparation is good. The essentials of what we need to start with gusto, as it were. Podcasting, for example, such as podcasting equipment, mics, software, and how to even actually upload pods to iTunes. That's pretty helpful to know. And also knowing why we want to start in the first place. You know, the essential step in order for us to achieve and grit past any obstacles we may face. But getting from 0 to 1 begins with one act. Taking that first step. A leap forward in belief and belief that you can. The only thing we need to start something, the only thing, is the willingness to try and do so, to take action and step into the unknown. So how do we start? Well, we start. We just have to start. Starting requires starting. It's the only way. I don't want to come across as arrogant. I'm just trying to bring you to the idea that to start, we must be carefree. We must refuse all worry, anxiety, and fear we might have about starting. I'm probably going to be bad at this in the beginning. I'm going to be criticized for starting. I'm going to be uncomfortable and fail over and over again, but it's worth it. The end justifies the pain and struggle. We all know that is true. That's why we are called to start our dreams. That's why we want to start our dreams. And like I said, we don't have to be masters at it to start. If you go back to the first time anyone releases anything out into the world, it's much more likely it's going to suck, at least compared to their latest work. Go back and listen to the first episodes of your favorite podcasts. and compare them to the latest, or your favorite YouTubers or writers or bands. They were just starting out, like you and me. They didn't have the polish that they do now. For example, anytime I look at my previous art or writing, I am appalled, really, appalled at my skill level, just as I probably will be 5 years from now at the work that I do today. We don't need perfection to start. Polish comes with time and practice. What sets those apart from the majority is they've kept at it. They've persisted. Greatness is persistent action into the unknown. The unknown is where all creators live. The unknown means putting yourself and your work out there to, quote, ship it, as Seth Godin says. Art that's not shipped isn't art. So the question is, why do we still not start things? Why do we not start our dreams and our desires? The problem is that there are barriers in our way that stop us in our tracks. There are five that I know of, and I'm sure there's more hidden out there. I'm going to be discussing two of them today. The rest, maybe on a future podcast. They are resistance and the unknown, failure, money, time, and knowing how. Like a fortified castle, our comfort zone is guarded by fear, worry, anxiety, and something Stephen Pressfield calls resistance. We tell ourselves that the fortress we've built and live in is supposed to keep us safe and out of harm's way, but really it keeps us complacent. And this is true with failure as well. Failure is the ugly duckling to resistance and the unknown. We fear failing, especially when it comes to failing publicly. But once we change our mindset about failure and observe it with a new perspective of, hey, this is just a stepping stone on my way to achievement, failure just becomes part of the game. If we begin to practice observing failure as insights and moments of learning, failure loses its heaviness. And to take it a step further, we can strive preemptively by learning from the failures of others who are on the similar path as we are. We can thrive in resistance, the unknown, and failure by starting small and taking small continuous action steps, one step towards our goals, little by little. Small action leads to big change. We must start small and persistently build momentum with every action that we take. As long as it's daily and habitual, the smaller the better. Don't start by running a marathon. Start by simply putting your shoes on. That's it. That's all you have to do. If you just put your shoes on, you've won that day. And the next day, put your shoes on and step outside. You've won that day too. You can do more if you want, but any more than that small little action step is just setting yourself up for extra credit. Starting requires action. If you want to create something or don't like something about yourself or circumstances, you must take steps towards changing it. Moping around wishing for more or better and hoping that change will fall in your lap isn't going to cut it. Believe me, I know, I've tried it. Dreams don't happen while we sleep. At least not the real ones, anyway. Small action steps build momentum. The right moment to start will always be this moment, right now. Improvement comes over time. But starting has to begin now. Remember, something is better than nothing. 20% is better than 0%. Journeys in life are just that, journeys. Meaning, you're not going to go anywhere if you don't put in the effort to. Start something today. So, what are the takeaways? The art of carefree starting begins with the willingness to take that first step. You don't have to be an expert to begin. You just need to start. Something is better than nothing, and small action leads to big change. There are many things standing in our way, and most of them come from ourselves, unfortunately. But we have the power to take steps towards our dreams, no matter how small they are. those steps matter because they accumulate over time. Everyone begins as a beginner of some sort, but what separates someone who is a part of the Renaissance or not is someone who keeps going and persists, despite failure, despite resistance, despite everything that tells us we can't. I'm telling you, you can. We can. It's your time to dream big and start your pursuits. Start today. Change your life. All right. What did you think? Thoughts? Outrage? Let me know at josh@renaissancemanlive.com or again on Twitter at WiggityWags. This is a solo episode, meaning I was the only one speaking today. If you have thoughts about action and about the art of carefree starting, please let me know. You can send me audio, you can send me video, you can send me text, you can send me whatever. I want to mess with the format a bit. You know, I don't want every episode to be solo missions. The Renaissance life is no life without community. So if you have any ideas for people you want me to interview, or say you want to be on the podcast, you're making something, pursuing your dreams, I'd love to have you on. Just let me know. Like I said, email at josh@renaissancemanlife.com. Check out the blog. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, please. That helps with the rating. Check out Patreon, patreon.com/ohmyjosh. And check out the Facebook page, Renaissance Life. Alrighty. Go start something. Move along. Shoo-shoo. Secret table beat of the week. Lost it at the end there. Maybe this is why my hand is hurting.